Hello, delinquents of the Delinquent Army. I am your host, Sarge of the Gray Area Podcast. Welcome to my little soiree. My daily little stopping by to say hi. Soiree. It is a Wednesday. Hump day! Yeah, halfway through the week. So, I thought of doing a new sort of thing on TikTok. I don't know if you guys follow me on TikTok or anything, but if you do, it's the Gray Area Podcast. I mean, I'm not hard to find on social media, okay? If you can't find me on social media, then we're doing something wrong here. It's called Rap Lyric Trivia from a White Person. Yes. All right, so I already did one, but I'll do it with you guys while you're listening, okay? Here we go. Rap Lyric Trivia from a White Person. Are you ready? No cheating, because the only one you cheat is yourself. Okay, here we go. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless. What do you think? You got it? Did you figure it out? Did you know it after the first clue? Well, that's not really the first clue. Here's the first clue. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless. Did you get it? Well, that was a good clue. I mean, that was a solid, solid clue. If you still don't got it, here's clue number three. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. We're fearless. MIBs freezing up all the flack. What's that stand for? Men in Black. Oh man, I got so many lyrics in my head, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I'm pretty sure this might hit. If it hits, it's good. If it doesn't hit, then it doesn't hit. But I enjoy doing it. So I'm gonna keep doing these on TikTok. And maybe I'll even come by every day and do it with you guys. Whenever I do one on TikTok, I'll throw it to my delinquent audience from the pod. 'Cause you're my squad. And I'm singing R&B like a 90s crooner. Oh, man. See, there's a huge argument out there. Like, what's better in regards to music? 80s or 90s? I'm really on the fence here. Because R&B and hip-hop, I mean, come on. That's 90s, right? Pay no attention to the fact that they're all, like, pedophiles and shit, but, I mean, music's music. You can still appreciate a person's music even though they're creepy as fuck. I never appreciate Diddy's music, though. P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, never appreciated him. I always thought he was full of shit. I freaking knew it. Like, he was just mooching and stuff. I mean, I don't know, he's a producer? Does he make beats like Timberland or Dr. Dre? No. What the fuck does he do? He raps a little bit, but his rap game is trash. All of Biggie's money he has, all of Mace's money he has, and now he's gone. He just disappeared. Because of the human trafficking shit. Are you serious? Why do you need to human traffic if you got fucking, if you got hip-hop money? You got hip-hop money, Bad Boy Records. I mean, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense to me, man. It makes zero sense to me. And what Bieber. They broke Bieber. That motherfucker was a child. He was happy. And then he went to a couple Diddy parties and that's it. R. Kelly, we already know he was fucked up. He threw it right in our faces and we didn't do shit. We didn't do it. Aaliyah, hello? Like, we didn't. Why? Aaliyah was corrupted. She ended up dying in a plane crash. How? It is horrible. Horrid. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But the music was good. R. Kelly was a great, he's the king of R&B, okay? You can't spell R&B without R. Kelly, unfortunately. Right? And, Puff Daddy, fuck him. I don't give a shit. I feel bad for fucking his kids, though. His kids are getting freaking raided. Put your hands up. Get against the wall. Fucking SWAT team's coming in there. They don't know what the fuck's going on. Your dad is a fucking crazy person. That's what's going on. Your dad is nuts. And your dad's going to prison. And J-Lo probably knows a little. J-Lo's fucking shady, huh? I mean, you could flaunt your ass as much as you want, but in all honesty, you're a horrible fucking human being. Ben Affleck should just want to fuck you and that's it. I mean, let's be serious here. What do you have? Did you fucking hide the gun, J-Lo? I'll apologize if you're innocent, okay? But, you know, everybody's guilty until proven innocent now, okay? Donald Trump, right? Hunter Biden, zero indictments. Walking, flying around the world, grabbing bags of cash, talking to oligarchs, and making business plans through freaking laundering money through fake businesses, right? No indictments, nothing. Not a damn thing. Hillary Clinton, 30,000 emails. Just bleach bit on a private server. Top fucking secret stuff. No. No. Zero indictments. None. Nada. Joe Biden, racist as shit. Okay? Richard Byrd said his freaking eulogy. He's been saying racist crap his whole freaking life. He has done nothing. He had private documents. He had top secret documents. He was the vice president. He did it when he was a senator. You're not allowed to leave the building with top secret documents as a senator or a vice president. You can't declassify anything. But what did they say? What did Robert Hur say, special counsel? He said, he's too stupid. We don't want to try him because he's an idiot. And it's really pretty much worthless. And what's the point? Did he commit crimes? Absolutely. Are we going to indict him? No. Why? Because he's retarded. That's pretty much all I heard. That's pretty much all I heard from that. Donald Trump, 91 indictments. You see this, right? You can't look at this and be like, oh yeah, he deserves all 91 of them. Or are they 88 now? I don't even know. It's a joke, man. It's a fucking joke. The Democratic Party is dying. They're going to die. You're going to have the socialist anarchist progressives, and then you're going to have the conservative party. That's it. Moderate Democrats, you don't exist anymore. And if you did, you're right side of center. Bill Maher, Stephen A. Smith, yeah. Elon Musk, all these fucking Michael Rappaport. These people, like, not huge Donald Trump fans, and they see what's going on. And it's okay to not like the person that Donald Trump is, but you have to admit that this is fucking horrible. This is a witch hunt, and it's wrong. Alvin Bragg's like, get him for contempt of court because he violated a gag order. Fine him $3,000. Put him in prison. Shut the fuck up, you fat piece of shit. I can't wait till November. I can't wait. These people are going to fucking freak the fuck out. Okay? CNN's going to go way the fuck up. The View's going to go way the fuck up. Rachel Maddow, people start watching her again. You know why? Because they have content. You know the content they needed? Donald Trump. They needed Donald Trump. They need Donald Trump. They haven't done shit else for the last 4 years but badmouth Donald Trump. And now there's going to be new material for them to just badmouth. They're going to be like, okay, we got new stuff on Donald Trump. He's elected again. This fascist bully pig has been elected again. And democracy's dead. That was the last real election. Joy Reid with her fucking Donald Trump wig. First of all, that's cultural appropriation. Okay? You shouldn't be wearing that. Is that your natural hair color? Bleach blonde? Huh? Shut the fuck up. Oh my God. These people, man. These people are insane. And it blew the lids off their freaking heads. It blew the lids off their heads when Trump was in Georgia. And he went to a Chick-fil-A. And everybody behind the counter was like, ah, Trump, oh yeah, I freaking love you, man. You're the best. And Trump's like, ah, come here, give me a hug. And he's giving hugs to people. Right? And what makes libs go crazy is because all these people were like black. They were working at Chick-fil-A in Georgia, okay? And all the servers, the majority of them, I would say 90 fucking percent of them, were black people just doing their fucking jobs, and fucking Trump comes in and gives them all fucking dap, you know, just like, I love you, you're great, it's a great city, it's a great state, how you doing, we're gonna buy some chicken today, we're gonna buy some chicken, and we're gonna buy some milkshakes, how's that sound, you making money, good, and they're like, we love you, he's giving fucking hugs to people, it's the best, Donald Trump is the fucking best, and they know it, it's so good, man. It's so good. People see through all the bullshit. If you see, there's still a little bit of a veil for people of color thinking that the Democratic Party is the way to go. The Democratic Party keeps you in fucking chains by using not even just people of color, really. It's people of color and people in rural, poor people, the poorer of society, right? Because you might as well be, you're in chains too, white people, if you're poor and you live off the government. You are. It's not just about color anymore. Yeah, unless you talk to a Democrat, then they want to segregate us. They want us to fight amongst ourselves, thinking that there's a systemic problem, when there's not a systemic problem. People will be people, and people will fail, okay? There's bad eggs all over the place. Are there bad white cops? Yeah. Are there bad black cops? Yeah. But anyway, back to the point. Democrats keep people of color and the rural white community in check by welfare. You want the welfare. You need the public housing. You feel like you can't exist outside of it. But you can. Break those fucking chains off right now. You're living fucking month to month, waiting for the fucking check to come in. There's a difference between disability and living off the government. You don't want to work? You can. Right? And in my opinion, and I've said this before, if you're on welfare, or if you're taking money for the government or public housing, you should be drug tested. It's for the greater good. You're getting taxpayer money. I'm a taxpayer. I want you drug tested to make sure you're fucking clean. Look for a job. Try to get a job. But no, you're going to stay in public housing. You're going to get pennies. We're giving billions upon billions of dollars to Ukraine, okay? Our spending is billions of dollars all over the place, but to our own people, fucking nothing. People of color, nothing. Public housing, no cops, no security. You got people that live in secured housing, right? Secured neighborhoods, high fences, private security, telling you how to live your life and how much they think you're worth per month. Fuck that. Leave the Democratic Party. Leave it. The Republican Party is going to be hard on you, but we're going to fucking love you. We want the best thing. We want the best thing for you. We want you to be clean. We want you looking for a job. If you are showing that you're doing those things, we will take care of you. You can't just be sitting there collecting checks forever or taking advantage of the system. I see people rolling up in fucking to food pantries in Lexuses and Mercedes Benzes. I'm like, what the fuck? You got more money than I do. I'm not going to a fucking food pantry. Why? Because I don't want to take advantage of the system. I'm not taking advantage of the system. I would never take advantage of the system. I hate doing it. We're better, but we're fucking lazy. America's lazy, okay? I don't know why. We could do so much better. We could be so much better. The Democratic Party is a joke. They're going to send you things in the mail. Throw that shit out. If it's a ballot, throw it away. Tear it up. Throw it the fuck out. Don't sign it. Don't send it in. Don't do shit. Vote in person. Get up. Go. I understand if you're fucking out of state, or if you're in the military, or if you're literally fucking disabled and you can't fucking do it. Fine, I get that. But they're manipulating that system. They used COVID to fuck with an election for mail-in balloting, and these ballots came in out of nowhere. Nowhere! They weren't folded. If you mail in a ballot, aren't you going to fold it to fit it in the envelope? You'd think so, right? They manipulated the media. They manipulated social media before the election. They didn't put out positive information that was pro-Trump before the election because they didn't want him to win. Pfizer, I'm looking at you. They had a freaking vaccine, but they didn't want it. They had it in October. They didn't put it out until after the election. That would have won votes. Hunter Biden's laptop, that was true. They said it was Russian propaganda. If you see how much these people are attacking one man, you got to realize that that one man is doing something right. It's revolutionary what the fuck is happening right now in regards to the backing that Trump gets. Is our government that corrupt that Trump Make America Great Again movement, tax breaks, peace in the Middle East, no new wars, that's bad? They don't want that? Why? Bringing jobs back to America? They don't want that? Why? Why don't they want that? It's insane to me, people. That's all I'm saying. It's nuts. It makes zero sense. They're painting Trump as the bad guy, but this motherfucker's goddamn like George Washington right now. Fighting the tyranny of the taxes. I mean, we fought the American Revolution over less delinquents. You know this, right? Way less. Like a 2% tea tax or something we fought the American Revolution on. And here we are getting fucking raped by the fucking government all the time. Taxed out of our minds. Inflation is nuts. Our spending, billions upon billions of dollars outsourced to other countries that don't give a shit about us. Meanwhile, we have homeless people. You know? We have people on welfare. We have, you know, homeless veterans. I know it's crazy to say, but we need to take our country back. We're losing. We're losing the idea of the American dream, the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're being flooded with people that don't want the American dream. They want to steal from us. They want to take from us. They want to take our culture and make it their own. And that's not going to fucking happen. Okay? We are the greatest thing to ever fucking exist. We are the greatest human experiment ever to exist. We have the greatest economy. We have the greatest military. We have the greatest country. We have the best resources. And here we are giving all of it away for fucking free. You got people paying taxes, working their asses off. The blue collar worker. The Democrats have given up on us. They just want to tax the fuck out of us so they can give that money to people that aren't even American. Or to Iran, who fucking hates us. I'm over this. I'm done listening to these fucking progressive socialist cowards. It's time to beat their fucking asses. Let's do it. Like, seriously. Let's vote in November and beat the fuck out of them. Not fucking literally fighting. But, you know, I'm not against that either. I'm not against that either. We are right there. We are right on the brink. If you don't think that the world is headed, or our world, America right here, is headed to some sort of radical fucking decline or cultural shift, you are sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken. It's time to fight. We're going to do it. One way or the other, we're going to do it. One way or the other. All right, delinquents. I love you. And I'll see you next time. Bye.